Welcome back to another episode of the Untucked Podcast, where we care a lot more about a lot less. In today's episode, we will be talking about five things that I'm doing moving into 2021, and I will talk through how I'm actually going to implement those into my life. So what are those five things? Number one, purge. Number two, organize. Number three, produce more content. Number four, question. And number five, radical accountability. So if those sound like five things you want to hear more about, stay tuned. So the first one is purge. Now, for me, this specifically applies to the room I'm in right now. So I'm in my office. And when I first got started making videos, making podcasts, really just trying to create content in general, I bought a lot of things. So specifically cameras, microphones, recorders, you name it. So one thing that I want to do, and one thing that I found during this past year, is that having more gear did not actually help me make more content, right? It didn't help me achieve the thing that I actually wanted to achieve, which was to put out more, right? To convey my message to more people through various mediums. The fact that I had two cameras or four cameras or five cameras did not make it so that I made more videos. If anything, it made me make less videos because I was almost paralyzed by like, well, I don't know, should I shoot in 60 frames per second in 4K video, or should I shoot 4K ProRes, blah, 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 excuse after excuse after excuse. So one thing that I really want to do is basically just go back through all of my gear, find the things that I use, that I like using, and then get rid of all the other stuff. One, because it's worth money, I could sell it and, you know, make some of that money back because this gear is expensive, but also it will eliminate some of the decisions that I have to make. So I think that there's a tremendous amount of power in that, because now when I'm going to make something, let's say I want to make a video, instead of having five cameras, you only have one. So you're making a video with that one camera, right? Instead of having 20 lenses, you have six lenses or four lenses or three lenses. And it might seem silly. You might think, and I know I thought this, it's like, oh, if only I had X camera, if only I had this drone, if only I had this mic, if only I had X light, Y light, whatever it is, right? You just come up with these reasons and they're just not valid. So to me, one thing I absolutely want to do, I'm looking around my office right now, is just to purge, get rid of the gear that I'm not using, sell it. If I can't sell it, try to donate it, or maybe even like pass it down to my kids, give them an old GoPro, etc., so that they can start to make more videos and content themselves, right? What do I need three GoPros sitting on a shelf for if I can only really use one or two at a time max? So number one, purge. Number two, organize. This goes a lot or really hand in hand with number one. But once I get rid of the stuff that I don't use, I want to really try to organize the things that I do keep. One thing that I've been really thinking about is the idea of setting up workstations. What I mean by a workstation is, for example, right now I'm recording a podcast. I'm sitting at my desk. In the corner of my desk, I have my Rodecaster, which is the tool that I use to record the podcast. I have my camera. My camera is actually on a little shelf that I built and installed into my wall, which is right above my desk. So in this little corner, I've got my mic mounted to my desk. I've got my camera. I've got the recorder all together and it's set up and it stays this way. So if I want to create a podcast, which podcasts are probably my favorite medium right now, I don't really have to do anything. All I have to do is hit a power button, hit power and record, and the same thing on the camera, just turn it on and hit record and boom, right? I'm off to the races. Now, you might not be able to set up workstations, right? But are there things that you want to use but you're not using because you don't have access to them or they're not readily available? Let's say you have fitness equipment, but that fitness equipment is in a closet somewhere. In order to use it, you have to dig through the closet and pull that stuff out. You're probably not going to use it. So might you be able to set it up somewhere? Could you clear out a space in the garage and put the weights out, or put the bands out, or put the jump rope out, or whatever it might be, right? Do you have an extensive movie collection that you never actually go through because they're all stuffed in a box somewhere? Might you take those DVDs or Blu-rays or VHS, if people even still use VHS, I don't even know how that would even still work. How would you even play that now? You'd need like a VCR or something. If you have a VCR, shout out to you. I like that. But maybe you can take those discs, put them in like a CD case, and then leave those out, or leave it in a drawer somewhere where you can pull it out and flip through it and go through these movies, right? I think we have so much stuff, right? I just keep seeing storage units built everywhere. Like right across the street, they just built this enormous, it's like four stories, and it's like glass windows. It looks very, very like high-end storage. I remember storage units like used to be like very sketchy, but now they seem like very regal. But the reason people are building more storage units is because we just keep buying more stuff. So if we, one, purge, which is our first one on our list, and then two, the stuff that we do have, we organize it so we can actually use it. I think YouTube, you put those two things together, that's a huge win. The other thing I want to organize, my closet. I have shoes that I couldn't even tell you what they look like because I haven't worn them in so long. So I guess that goes with number one too. Get rid of the shoes that I don't wear and wear the shoes that I keep. Brilliant. It sounds super silly that I'm making a podcast about organizing, but it's really important. The other thing that I want to do when it comes to organization is organize my files. I mean, I'll go to a wrestling match with Aiden. I'll take 800 pictures. So I just now started to really come up with naming conventions for, you know, the year, the event, right? Different aspects of the event. Is it you know, video? So I got a video folder. Is it raw images? I have a raw images folder. Are those images processed? Okay, I have a processed image folder. But for the longest time, I would just dump this footage on my computer, and then I would never know what I have. So one other thing that I want to do is to really start tagging and adding metadata to the photos that I have through Adobe Lightroom. Like, I'm spending all this time, you know, capturing all these memories and whatnot, but I'm not taking the additional step of tagging them so that later this year, when my sister's like, hey, can you send me pictures for the camera that we make our parents every single year? I have to search through thumbnail, you know, via thumbnail to try to figure out if I have any cool pictures of the boys. That's crazy. So again, organization. I think it'll go a long way. I think you should try it out after you purge, because who wants to organize things that you're just going to get rid of? It's a total waste of time. So you should definitely purge first and then organize, because that makes a lot more sense. And we're not trying to waste time. The next thing on our list is produce more content. Now, you might be saying, well, I don't produce content because I don't have a podcast. I don't make YouTube videos. And I don't have a blog. Okay. Well, what about presentations at work? What about recipes? Is there anything that you have been meaning to do that you just haven't been, or you've just been avoiding, right? So to me, the key aspects here are really the videos that I try to make and post them, right, on YouTube, the podcast, obviously, like this. But those things are really things that I enjoy doing, right? And what my hope is that by going through getting rid of the stuff that I don't need and really slimming down my kit, and then also setting up these workstations like what I'm doing right now, which is using the, you know, the podcast setup, I'll really be able to make more of the content that I like and really just focus on making content about the things that I'm interested in, right? And maybe you think that doesn't apply to you, but I bet there is something that you're interested in that you might be able to share with others, right? Maybe you are a really good cook and you could post a little video about cooking. The craziest thing that I found about YouTube, the podcast, writing in my blog, all of these things, like you wouldn't necessarily correlate these with, let's say, helping you day to day, right? What will producing a video and posting it to YouTube help you? How will that help you on a random Monday? How will writing a blog help you in real life? I'm using air quotes. But the better you get at communicating your ideas, right? If you can sit down and stare into a lens by yourself in a room and talk about the things that are on your mind, don't you think it'd be easier for you to talk to your kids? Don't you think it'd be easier for you to talk to your boss or your wife or your husband, etc.? Like, this whole process of creating content, in the reason that I think it's so important and I push my kids to try to do it too, is because you're communicating your ideas. And I can't really think of anything that's more important than your ability to communicate your ideas to other people, right? Now, say what you want about the YouTube craze or the podcast craze. Everybody's trying to, you know, get ahead and it's all a scheme, etc. The skills that you develop by having to think through creating a video, by having to sit down, organize your thoughts in a coherent way and articulate them, right? And the ability to come up with an idea, go to a keyboard, type that out, post it on your blog, all of those things will help you. How many emails do you send a day at work, right? How many times do you get called on in a meeting to speak? When was the last time you had to get up and give a presentation, right? Were you nervous? Well, every single time I do a podcast or I make a video, I'm a little bit nervous, but every time I do it, it gets a little bit better, a little bit better. I feel like the connection between my brain and my mouth is getting a little bit more fluid. So those skills are developed, I think, through creating content. So I absolutely would recommend everyone to try to create something. I think that one, it's very, I think it's very helpful personally, but I also think it's fun. And, you know, why not? You can't go anywhere anyways. You're stuck at home. And instead of scrolling on your phone, hit record, talk about something. Maybe someone's interested in the same stuff as you. You never know. Try it out. Create some content. The next one, question. This is a funny one. Maybe not so funny. But about a month ago, I don't know what I was doing or what I was thinking about, but I was like, why do I drink Diet Coke? No idea. Like, I don't even remember when I started. All I remember is that I drink it all the time. Like a crackhead with something that's not illegal, right? And, you know, I couldn't get arrested for, etc. But I would drink like 3 or 4 sodas a day, maybe even more than that. Like, I would go and get like a large drink and then fill it up at the fountain while I was at the restaurant and then fill it up again before I left. Dude, that's like a lot of soda. It's like, what, close to 100 ounces of soda? That can't be good for you. So I started to think about it. I was like, man, well, how long have I been doing this? Why am I doing this? I'm just doing it subconsciously. I'm just drinking it because I've always, you know, I've always been a Diet Coke drinker. So that's why I do it. Because when I go to restaurants, that's what I order. What else am I going to order? So I just stopped. I just stopped drinking Diet Coke. I put it down to this. Is this serving me? Is it helping me do anything? Is it the caffeine? No, I don't need the caffeine. I don't drink coffee. I could drink Diet Coke and go right to sleep, whether that's good or bad, probably bad. But I don't drink it for the caffeine content. I am sure that my body loves the artificial sweeteners. Well, it loves it, but my future self will hate it. So I was thinking, I was like, man, in 20 years, I'm ever going to look back and be like, man, I am so glad that I drank so much Diet Coke for the past 20 years. Man, it really helped me. No, I would never say that. So I just stopped. So it wasn't until that moment, and who knows what brought it about, but I was just doing it subconsciously. And then I was like, whoa. What else am I doing that I'm not even paying attention to? So one other thing that came to mind has to do with photography. But I heard when I first started photography, it was like somebody said, don't delete your photos. It's like, okay, don't delete my photos. Got it. Check. And I locked that down. Long-term memory. Don't delete photos. I don't even know who told me not to delete photos. I just know that someone told me don't delete photos when I didn't know anything about the art. So I still don't delete photos. I'll tell you, going back to the example of Aiden's wrestling match, one night, a couple hours, 800 pictures. Most of those were not good, right? Either the framing wasn't really good, or maybe the focus was wrong, or maybe it just wasn't a good picture. And that happens a lot when you're shooting like action sports, because you might, you know, shoot 15 shots in a row just to try to catch one move, etc. So I go through the pictures, let's say all 800, and cursory view, I find, let's say, 30 or 40 that I like, that stand out, edit those down, and probably share roughly 15 or 20 of them with the team. But meanwhile, I've kept 750 additional pictures that I'm never going to use for anything. Why would I ever need to go back and use an out of focus picture from a wrestling match, right? Of not even my kid. So maybe I could improve on that process. Probably. Maybe it's okay if I delete photos. Probably. Maybe I should just investigate that a little bit and maybe look up what are some, you know, photography workflows, right? Instead of just blindly accepting that someone told me this at one point, so I'm just going to do it because that's what they said, whoever that person was. If you're out there, you had a tremendous impact on me, and I don't necessarily know if it was good. So just know that. Remember that. You tell other people don't delete photos. So question what you're doing, question why you're doing it. If it's something that you haven't consciously decided to do recently, and you've been doing it for a really, really long time, that's a really good indicator that you might want to revisit that and try to figure out, what was going on here? Why did I start this? Should I keep doing it? So number four, question. Number five, radical accountability. Now, I'm pretty sure that I'm stealing this term from somewhere, but I don't know where it's from. I don't really feel like Googling it, but to me, I want to say it's Ray Dalio, but I don't think it's Ray Dalio, because Ray Dalio is radical transparency. Maybe he's also radical accountability, but I thought he was more radical transparency. Anyways, what do I mean by this? So oftentimes for me, you know, you get, I'll get stuck in this, oh man, I wish I was doing something else, or I wish I was doing more, or I wish this, or I wish that, or I wish this. And it's just not helpful, right? Because once you get into a spot where, one, you're comparing your situation to somebody else's, or you're thinking that you've been wrong, like that victim mentality, or you think you deserve more based off of something that you come up with, you start to like push the responsibility of your current situation to other people. It's your job's fault, right? It's the pandemic's fault. It's any other thing is responsible more so than you are of your current situation. And I know that recently I had a couple things come up that were possible career opportunities, and they seemed very promising. People came to me and it seemed like it could be, you know, a good opportunity to pursue any number of things, but those things didn't work out. Okay. Well, if they don't work out before I even knew about them, let's say you're fine. Now, some opportunity that you had not planned for is presented, and let's say it doesn't work out for whatever reason, now you feel slighted because of what? Because you deserve that opportunity more than, let's say, somebody else, or because it's your right, right? I think it's very easy for the ego to step in and put all these thoughts into your head to say, you know, you've been wronged, it's not fair, and that that justifies or pacifies the hurt that might come with being disappointed. So one thing that I really want to do this year and hope to be very intentional about is to really, really take full responsibility and accountability for every situation I'm in. No matter what, the situation I'm in right now is 100% because of me, right? I either put myself in this situation or I have allowed myself to stay in this situation. And if I want something to change, that is on me. If there are external forces that come in and help, that's great. But to sit back and wait for somebody to come save you or somebody to come save me, it's just, that's not the way to go, right? They say that you have to be the hero of your own story. And I 100% believe that. But I think there are times in the past where I've kind of slipped into, oh, it'll be different when, right? If only X. And I really want to try to avoid that this year. I really want to take the year and really focus on taking full responsibility for everything that happens to me, good and bad. And we'll see how that turns out. So those are our five things for 2021. Do you remember what we talked about? First one is purge. Get rid of the stuff that is not serving you, right? Sell it if you can, because that feels better than just throwing it away. Sell it if you can. If you can't sell it, donate it. If you can't donate it, recycle it. If you can't recycle it, throw it away, because it's just not helpful. All that stuff, you just don't need it. I don't need it. So if I'm going to do it, you should do it too. That way I'm not doing it by myself. So number one, purge. Number two, once you purge, the stuff that you keep, organize it. Organize it so you can find it, so you can use it. How many of you have things that you would use if you could just get to them? Who's got a guitar in the closet or a violin, you know, on a shelf somewhere that's in a case that they never even play because they can't even get to it because it's under like 100 blankets? Like, take that stuff out and use it. Use the stuff that you want to keep, right? Because if not, then you should have gotten rid of it. So the only way you can meaningfully execute number two is to do number one right. So if it makes you happy, or you care about it, or you want to use it and you don't purge it, well, then you better use it. If not, revisit number one. Number two, purge. Number three, produce more content. I don't care if you're not a YouTube creator or if you don't have a podcast. I really would challenge you to revisit your hobbies, revisit the things you're passionate about, and just see. Might you be able to write something? Even if you just post it on Facebook or on Instagram, whatever it might be. Just try to spend a little bit of time and put something together. Put together a recipe. Put together a 2-minute clip on your thoughts on the national championship football game, right? Just work on sharing your ideas. You'd be surprised how that bleeds over into every single area of your life. Your work, your relationships, just how clearly you can think. So number three, create content. Number four. What was number four? Question. If you're a Diet Coke drinker, stop drinking Diet Coke. If you're a regular Coke drinker, you should probably stop drinking regular Coke too. But any of these things that you've been doing them for a long time, just revisit them, right? Why is it that I fill in the blank, drink Diet Coke, don't delete photos, right? As silly as those two examples sound. And then just decide, is this still serving me? Do I want to continue this? Knowing what I know now, would I start this habit? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then stop it. So number four, question. Number five, radical accountability. 2020 was a very hard year. It was very easy to blame unfortunate circumstances on the lockdown, the fact that you couldn't go here, you couldn't go there, your work, the pandemic, etc. I 100% get it, but you have no control over any of those things. You have 100% control over how you respond to those things, though. So 2021, I'm definitely going to be working on taking full responsibility and accountability for my current situation and the situation that I want to be in. What am I doing today to help me tomorrow, right? So number five, radical accountability. And that's it for this podcast. Five tips for 2021. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider subscribing, share it with a friend, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.